Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thanks also to Ambassador Coughlins for taking the time to come back to this room and discuss with us the paper and a bit of the background and where it could lead to. Really, I would like to thank you for your comprehensive efforts. I think the exercise was helpful, in particularly because it allowed us to deepen our thinking on important elements of the law's discussion. I'm saying this coming out of a very intense effort of nine states to find agreement on many of these elements. So I think that's helpful to deepen the discussion. Having said that, I think one of the key factors here is that there needs to be a cross-regional and maybe cross-position dialogue on each of them, and otherwise it's also helpful to read these comments on the guiding principles, but still we cannot lose sight of the fact the guiding principles remain what they are. They are meant to guide the work of the group. They are not a framework precisely, and I think that is also reflected in the fact that many countries have emphasized entirely different issues when looking at one guiding principle. So I think we need to caution a bit, and maybe as a next step, as we want to go deeper in substance, maybe move into more specific questions rather than looking at the guiding principles. I think that would be helpful to advance our discussion. In any case, I just want to limit myself to one comment and a question to Ambassador Coughlins. And as I said, I think the commentaries demonstrated that there are still diverging interpretations of the guiding principle or even their nature, despite the fact that it's very clear in the preamble of the guiding principle what they are intended for. So I think what we should make best use of, and maybe commonalities is one point, but also maybe these papers that were elaborated with great devotion, I think, by many delegations, I think what we really should look at, what are the sensitive questions that countries want to address, rather than trying to now write a commentary on the principles. So that would be my comment, and then I'm also interested in the vision forward and a more action-oriented approach. I think, Ambassador, you one of the issues you mentioned was the issue of the definition, and I would be very much interested, and also following the comments of the Indian ambassador, I would be very much interested in what we really think the word definition means. I'm not seeking a definition of definition, but maybe we're using the wrong word, because I wonder also in the example that was provided, if this is. The question now of do we already have an agreement where the framework should lie? So if I do understand if we have an entire framework, then we might need these definitions. But are we now working on a legally binding definition? Are we working on a working definition? Or is it rather what we actually need, common understandings? And are these common understandings not approximations of what we understand by laws? And I wonder also if these approximations, if one way that we could go forward is by identifying what is considered by this room not to be acceptable, rather than trying to find a word fix for something that clearly still consists of very different views. So this would be my question to Ambassador Coughlins, how he understands the definition question. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Austria. Just to quickly clarify for your last part, what is